It's April 23rd, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's October 23rd, 2002. And here's Jesus. Well, Nazarene, something a little lighter, a sports-related question. And actually, we've been getting complaints like this from across the country. What can be done?
Rock on the three.
Yeah, man, I got a question for Jesus.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey, man, we want to know, when are these NFL refs going to quit cheating the Cleveland Browns?
Isn't it terrible for them? They get messed around. Last night was terrible, especially if you bet on that game.
He should have lightning bolt and hit them refs.
Man, I don't know if, you know, if he's going to road carry, he's probably a Saints fan. He would probably be. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he ain't a Cowboys fan.
You got that right.
Well, Alora, I'm not much of a football fan. I'm a soccer fan myself. It must be my European heritage. But I tell you, I am very disgusted with what we have been seeing in the American sports field. It is absolutely horrible. And I think the only solution to this particular situation that you're talking about is this. The fans have to get together and go on strike. They have to start saying, either these referees straighten out their act or we're not going to bother to go to the games, because the games are so polluted by this poor refereeing that it's no sense in us going. Our teams are being cheated. Our teams are losing when they should be winning. And something has to be done. And until the fans set up and take notice and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore, until they stop going to the games, until they stop watching the games on television, and these people start losing money, nothing's going to be done about it. But when the fans do something, when the fans get up and say, hey, we're not going to take this anymore, then the people are going to do something about it, because they're going to be losing money, and that's all that matters to them. You make them start losing money, and they're going to start listening to you. I am very, very disappointed with the American sports industry, what they do with the players nowadays. They used to be a joy to me. They aren't anymore, and this is a profound sadness.
Nazarene, you've got a solution for everything. I really wish people would listen. We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories from television and the movies. So we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritist.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it. Nazarene, the next two questions are political in nature. They were supposed to be one question, but where they dealt with two very important subjects, we thought it best to split them. Here's the first part.
Line three, right here.
Hey, I was wanting to ask Jesus who killed Kennedy.
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
I keep a list of questions like that. When I finally get there.
Well, I most certainly believe that I can answer everybody's curiosity on that question. Kennedy was shot and killed by Lee Harvey Oswald. Oswald's bullets killed Kennedy. It is true that some second unknown shooter also shot Kennedy, but his efforts were in vain because Kennedy was already dead. There is all kinds of suspicion who the second shooter was, but we may never know for sure, because no one has yet died and survived the second death that has any information pertaining to this situation. Most of the people involved in this tragic situation were so evil that they suffered the second death almost moments after they died, and never got to heaven to give us any information at all. Someday, some lower echelon person involved in this nightmare may possibly survive and get into the kingdom of God and be able to give us some information on this great tragedy. But until someone does, we know as much as the people on earth do. It is suspected that this shooter may have been involved with the CIA, the FBI, the Klan, or the Mafia, or maybe all four. Nobody will ever know for sure until somebody dies that has the information and can tell us. This is a strange situation. Sometimes even those in heaven don't know the complete truth. They just know the people that are responsible for doing this great deed have paid the price.
All that makes my head spin, Nazarene. Conspiracy on top of conspiracy on top of conspiracy. Where will it ever end? We'll be back again.